Good morning. Today we have a question relevant for the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In place of saying HaKel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. And in fact, if we make a mistake on that, we have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. So the question is as follows, that was posed to the base Hora'ah of the Yeshiva Ahavat Shalom, the Yeshiva of the Gon Rav Yaakov Hillel. Somebody made the mistake. And he did not say HaMelech HaKadosh, he said HaKel HaKadosh, but he did not start the next bracha yet. He didn't start at HaChonen. Now, if you fix yourself immediately, if somebody says, for example, HaKel HaKadosh, and immediately says HaMelech HaKadosh, that's fixed. You can go onward with your Shemona Esrei. If you start the next bracha at HaChonen, too late. You have to start over. But what happens if you do something in the middle? You didn't start the next bracha atachonen l'adam das, but you didn't fix yourself immediately. So you waited a little bit amount of time. Toch kedei dibor was not fixed. You waited kedei dibor. That's the amount of time that you could say shalom alecha Rebbe. It's really not very much time. He waited that amount of time and did not fix his having said akel hakadosh with saying hamelech hakadosh. So the person who's posing this question says that he found in the Kaf HaChaim as follows. V'alkeinira b'dieved. It appears to me that if somebody did it already, after the fact, afilu im shaha yosar mikte dibur, if somebody waited the amount of time to say, that means to say shalom aleichem Rebbe, b'cholzos adayin yachol lomar hamelech hakadosh, you can still say hamelech hakadosh, as long as you did not start the next bracha. Once you start the next bracha, all bets are off. If you started at Tachon Elam Das, you can't fix it anymore. And he says here, as long as you didn't start the next bracha, we still have a Safek Brachos. A Safek Brachos is that maybe you can do it. Maybe you don't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. We say Safek Brachos, the Hakel. Typically, we'll leave aside Birkas HaMazon, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. If we have a suffix, whether you should say a bracha or not, we are lenient. So accordingly, the Kaf HaChaim is saying that this is a situation of a suffix, that you didn't start at HaChonen, that you didn't start that yet. And accordingly, it would appear that even though you waited the specific amount of time to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, that's Kedei Dibor, so you didn't fix it Toch Kedei Dibor. Nonetheless, he says it's a suffix in this situation, and apparently you can fix it. You can simply say HaMelech HaKadosh and move onward with your Shemona Esrei. And the question that was posed is, can you rely on this Kaf HaChaim? So Rav Yaakov Hillel himself, the Rosh Yeshiva himself, responded to this, that this Kaf HaChaim seems to be bringing together two leniencies. The first leniency that he's saying is Harishon Jiesh Rishonim Asovrim Deinachos Der Afilu Im Amar HaKel HaKadosh. There are Rishonim who are of the view that even if you made that mistake, we said it's a fatal mistake, and you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei, but there are Rishonim who are of the view that if you say HaKel HaKadosh in place of HaMelech HaKadosh, you do not have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. That is Kula number one that the Kaf HaChaim is relying on. And Kula number two, he's of the view V'od Yesh Poskim HaSovrim Da'achar Kedei Dibor B'Shtika Bilvad Efshal L'Taken, that if you are silent, if you went on with your Shemona Esrei, you have a problem. But there are Poskim who are of the view that if you're silent, even if it's after the time of Kedei Dibor, even if you've waited longer than the time that you could say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, but because you were silent, you weren't continuing with the Shemona Esrei, you can fix it. So the Kaf HaChaim is combining both of those two leniencies together to get his psak, that if somebody in the context of HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, made the mistake, Selak Serakel HaKadosh, but did not continue yet in the Shemona Esrei, but was simply silent for a certain amount of time, more than Kedei Dibor, combining these two different rationales, combining these two shitas, we can be lenient. However, Rav Yaakov Hillel said, this is not going to work. You cannot rely on this Kaf HaChaim as follows. V'nira de mistaver klal, nismach ala Rav Kaf HaChaim bazeh. You cannot rely on the Kaf HaChaim in this psak that he gave, that you can continue, you can correct yourself there. Simply say, HaMelech HaKadosh, and continue. You don't have to start over your Shemona Esrei. Why can't you rely on this Kaf HaChaim? Because those two opinions that he's relying on, that he has combined together, they are against the Shulchan Aruch. And accordingly, because this Kaf HaChaim is posking against the Shulchan Aruch, those that psak that he brings is null and void. How can ve'ech nitzarfem lo holy mizekula negib psak maran denidoneinu? How can you combine two different svaras, two different leniencies to achieve your psak that you don't have to go back to the beginning? You can simply fix yourself because you were silent. This is against the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And in fact, he says that he has a version of the Kaf HaChaim. Rav Yaakov Hillel has a lot of manuscripts. He has a lot of fascinating Svarim that haven't been put out. And he has the Kisve Yad. And he has the Svarim of great Gedolim for past generations and their comments in their own books. So he says, I have the Kaf HaChaim in my hand of the Gaon Rav Nissim Kaduri Zatzal, the author of the Maase Nissim, and he wrote on this Kaf HaChaim. So this is the comment that the Gaon Nissim Kaduri wrote in his version of the Kaf HaChaim on this psak, that you can fix yourself there because you were silent, you didn't start Atachonel Amdas because you were silent, even though it's after Kedei Dibor, that you can fix yourself. Rav Nissim Kaduri wrote on this, Ze Ta'ut Kanir Lemayen. This is a mistake for anyone who looks into it. In other words, Rav Kaduri is paskening as well that you cannot rely on this Kaf HaChaim. This is an absolute mistake. And accordingly, if somebody said HaKel HaKadosh, not HaMelech HaKadosh, certainly if you started Atachonen LaAdam Das, you repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, but even if you didn't start Atachonen, but you were silent for the amount of time Kedei Dibor. If it's less than Kedei Dibor, then you can fix yourself there. But it's longer than Kedei Dibor, which is pretty quick, then you can no longer fix yourself and you'd have to start over the Shmoneh Esrei. Have a wonderful day.